Jet Set from Pearson EDI. Level 3 Listening Test. Junior Version. Version 13. Do not start this test until the supervisor tells you to start. This test has 20 questions. There are two parts. Both parts have 10 questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 2 minutes to look at the questions for each part. Then you will listen and try to choose the correct answers to the questions. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You will then hear each part again and try to answer any questions you may have missed. Now, look at the front of your answer sheet and see how to mark your answers. Now wait until the supervisor tells you to open your question paper. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part one. Part 1. Read the questions, listen to the recording, and select True, A, or False, B. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Sunshine Sands Holiday Park. My name is Greg. And my job is to make sure you all have a happy holiday. You must be tired after your long journey. Your bus driver, Fred, told me that you left Edinburgh at 6 o'clock this morning. He also said there was a lot of traffic on the way here, so that's why you are so late. But don't worry. The cafe is still open, so you will soon be able to relax and have something to eat. The pizzas are delicious. I eat too many of them, as you can see. While Fred gets your luggage off the bus, let me tell you a bit about the holiday park, your home for the next 10 days. We have 52 holiday homes here. All of them have a view of the sea, and all of them have their own TV. They are all different shapes and sizes. Some of them are for only 2 people, others have enough beds for up to 8 people. There are plenty of trees around the holiday park so that you can have shade from the sun, if we have any. Seriously, everybody, the weather forecast for the week is very good. It will be sunny all week, with temperatures up to 30 degrees, which is very hot for Britain. I hope you will all enjoy the sunshine and have fun in our lovely outdoor swimming pool. The Mermaid Cafe by the pool is open all day from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. It sells all kinds of drinks and snacks. If you prefer to cook for yourselves, everything you need is in your holiday home. You will need to buy your own food, of course. There is a small shop next to the swimming pool which sells things like bread, milk and newspapers. But there is a big supermarket 10 minutes away in Sandford. I will tell you more in the morning. Meanwhile, please follow me and I'll show you the way.
You will now hear the recording again.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Sunshine Sands Holiday Park. My name is Greg, and my job is to make sure you all have a happy holiday. You must be tired after your long journey. Your bus driver, Fred, told me that you left Edinburgh at 6 o'clock this morning. He also said there was a lot of traffic on the way here, so that's why you are so late. But don't worry, the cafe is still open, so you will soon be able to relax and have something to eat. The pizzas are delicious. I eat too many of them, as you can see. While Fred gets your luggage off the bus, let me tell you a bit about the holiday park, your home for the next 10 days. We have 52 holiday homes here. All of them have a view of the sea, and all of them have their own TV. They are all different shapes and sizes. Some of them are for only 2 people, others have enough beds for up to 8 people. There are plenty of trees around the holiday park so that you can have shade from the sun, if we have any. Seriously, everybody, the weather forecast for the week is very good. It will be sunny all week with temperatures up to 30 degrees, which is very hot for Britain. I hope you will all enjoy the sunshine and have fun in our lovely outdoor swimming pool. The Mermaid Cafe by the pool is open all day from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. It sells all kinds of drinks and snacks. If you prefer to cook for yourselves, everything you need is in your holiday home. You will need to buy your own food, of course. There is a small shop next to the swimming pool which sells things like bread, milk and newspapers. But there is a big supermarket 10 minutes away in Sandford. I will tell you more in the morning. Meanwhile, please follow me and I'll show you the way.
End of part 1. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part 2. Part 2. Read each question, listen to the recording, and select the correct answer, A, B, or C. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Now let me tell you about a clown called Charlie Caroli, who used to be very popular in Britain. Charlie Caroli was born on the 15th of February 1910 in Milan, Italy. He came from a French travelling circus family and began his circus career when he was only 7 years old. He travelled with his family all over Europe, performing in all the capital cities and in small towns too. In 1934, when he was performing in Paris, he met Violetta Fratellini, who was also from a circus family. They fell in love. She became his wife and they had 3 children together. He looked like the funny film actor, Charlie Chaplin. He wore the same kind of black hat and he had a black moustache, but he was most famous for his big red nose. He was not just a clown, he was also a musician and he played the clarinet, a wind instrument in his act. In March 1939, he performed in Munich in front of Adolf Hitler, who enjoyed the performance so much that he gave Charlie a watch. Later that year, when the war began in Europe, Charlie was working in Blackpool, a seaside town in the north of England. It is said that Charlie threw the watch into the sea. Charlie lived in Blackpool for the rest of his life. He performed at Blackpool Tower Circus every summer for 40 years. He also performed on television, in films, and on the stage. In June 1979, he had to stop working in the circus because of ill health. He died on the 17th of February 1980, aged 70. His wife, Violetta, continued to live in Blackpool until her death in November 2002.
You will now hear the recording again.
Now let me tell you about a clown called Charlie Caroli, who used to be very popular in Britain. Charlie Caroli was born on the 15th of February 1910 in Milan, Italy. He came from a French travelling circus family and began his circus career when he was only 7 years old. He travelled with his family all over Europe, performing in all the capital cities and in small towns too. In 1934, when he was performing in Paris, he met Violetta Fratellini, who was also from a circus family. They fell in love. She became his wife and they had 3 children together. He looked like the funny film actor, Charlie Chaplin. He wore the same kind of black hat and he had a black moustache, but he was most famous for his big red nose. He was not just a clown, he was also a musician and he played the clarinet, a wind instrument in his act. In March 1939, he performed in Munich in front of Adolf Hitler, who enjoyed the performance so much that he gave Charlie a watch. Later that year, when the war began in Europe, Charlie was working in Blackpool, a seaside town in the north of England. It is said that Charlie threw the watch into the sea. Charlie lived in Blackpool for the rest of his life. He performed at Blackpool Tower Circus every summer for 40 years. He also performed on television, in films, and on the stage. In June 1979, he had to stop working in the circus because of ill health. He died on the 17th of February 1980, aged 70. His wife, Violetta, continued to live in Blackpool until her death in November 2002.
End of part two. You now have an additional 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the OMR sheet. That is the end of the test.